Welcome to the podcast that teaches you how to transform your life and your business. Here is your host, Rick Hyland, and this is CI for Life.
Hey, it's Rick Hyland with another Continuous Improvement for Life podcast. Lately, we've been talking about how to motivate and encourage peak performance with your employees through better one-on-ones, power of positive recognition. Today, I'm coming to you with the idea of radical candor, and that is combining the idea of getting feedback to your employees, direct challenge, improvement ideas, and also showing that you care and support. Some of the genesis of this podcast is from a book called Radical Candor by Kim Scott. And I'm going to review some of her material as well, and then some of my ideas on how to implement it effectively in your organizations, in your one-on-ones. The goal of what I'm calling compassionate candor is this idea of collaborative, helping your employees achieve peak performance, to help them achieve their goals in less time and less stress. And in order to do that, we need to show that we both care for them and give them the direct challenging feedback they need to do to improve, to accomplish their goals. And so let's just start out with, you know, the paradigm of leadership and what are the three most important roles of leaders. Number one is to find the right people and put them in the right seats and give them enough motivation to accomplish their goals. And that's what we're going to be primarily talking about today. But number two role of leadership is to provide direction and strategy, or at least develop direction and strategy with your team. And number three is to put the right execution practices in place so that you can accomplish your vision and strategy. So today's really about how to motivate and keep inspired so that your employees can achieve peak performance. And it's going to be that balance between, well, one model that I saw on it, and I can send you this if you DM me or email me, I will send you these two models, but are actually the PowerPoint that I developed out of this. But Jenny, a fantastic controller at Foremost Financial out of Toronto, a very successful boutique mortgage lender, sent me this. And imagine this on the axis of low to high on the x-axis of accountability. So moving from low to the left, high to the right. And then on your y-axis, look at psychological safety, going low to the bottom and up top is high. And obviously, what we're trying to get to in our companies, in our cultures, is high accountability and high safety. That is where peak performance can lie. And too many of us get too high on psychological safety and not enough, and so we show a lot of empathy. And that's called the comfort zone. And where if you're too high and you're a jerk and high on accountability and low on safety, that's called the anxiety zone in this little 2x2 that Jenny sent me. And then what we're striving for in the top right is the learning zone, or what I might call the peak performance zone. Another way to look at this is exactly how Kim Scott looks at it in Radical Candor. She got another 2x2 where you're moving left to right on the X on challenging, low directly, low to high. And then on the Y, caring personally, low to high. And obviously what we're trying for there is that balance in the top right-hand corner of radical candor, or high direct feedback and challenge to improve, and also showing that you care personally about them. So let's dig in. And how exactly, you know, I love implementation of these ideas. And so this is different strokes for different folks, but both from the leadership standpoint and from the receiver standpoint. In fact, one of Kim's great quotes in her book is, she mentioned it several times, radical candor gets measured not at your mouth, but at the listener's ears. So you might think you're being, have that perfect balance, but the key, and I'll put this in my implementation plan at the end, is asking them how it was received. Did I find the right balance of high direction and challenge for improvement, and showing that I care for you personally? Because we all know when someone can strike that balance. I once had a boss, Ricky Mazur. I've shouted out him a couple of times on these podcasts over the years. But when a year into a big promotion as a 35-year-old, he came to me, put his big arm around me and said, Rick, it's not working yet. Let's you're going to restart with a very small group in Alaska. That was at first appearance and for the first few days, a devastating blow. I wanted to quit. Two things kept me going. One, RLG was still the best place to live out my purpose statement that I developed as a struggling MBA student. And two, I knew Ricky Mazur cared about me as an individual. And perhaps that's why he was, out of the four partners, asked to deliver the bad news. And of course, as you know, I talk about in my book and a few times on this podcast, we went on to not only grow Alaska, where I was restarted at with a talented team of Taylor Davis and Bradford Sledge, et cetera, and then future Don Telfer, Jerry Weisenfelder, Peter Boersma, amongst that leadership team. And then we expanded to the lower 48 and eventually Canada as well. And we actually 100X that little small restart over 10 years with no acquisitions, all our organic growth. So we learned a lot about peak performance, but that example that Rick showed me to show that balance between caring. Once people understand that you care, you can tell them almost anything to help them grow and improve. You don't have to hide it or be so careful. So here's a couple of ideas. So first of all, how do I challenge, if I'm not that good at challenging directly, how do I do it in a more powerful way? And then I'll also answer the question, how do I do, what are ideas to care personally? So first of all, a couple of ideas on how to challenge directly. One is just to let them know that you care about them individually. If they know that, even before you're in a one-on-one, you want to deliver some tough feedback, hey, I care about you. I want you to be super successful in this role, but I do have some couple of ideas on how you can improve. And then maybe to ask for permission. Do you mind if I share you a couple of improvement areas? And then some people get all freaked out about the sandwich approach. But I find that if you can honor them, hey, I know you're working hard. I know you've done a lot of good strategic work on improving your biz. I still see a couple of areas in your leadership that if you could improve and apply would really help you achieve your goals that you want to achieve. And if you do that recognition, if you honor them or ask permission, and or you tell them that you want them, their motive, your why behind why you're giving them challenging feedback, that can often open up people tremendously so that you can deliver what they need to hear. And make sure it's purposeful and intentful and write it down and make sure you're not just off the top of your cuff. But that would help you. And then remember, as always, not to personalize the feedback, right? There's a great model in Kim Scott's book called Explain the Situation, the Behavior, and the Impact. Don't make it personal. It's not about you as the almighty leader passing judgment. You're organized or you're disorganized. Or you're very smart, or you're not so smart. It's not about that. Don't make it personal feedback. Just describe the situation. Hey, I noticed a couple of times you're not getting your weekly reports in on time. That really sets a bad example for the senior team and tells me that you don't think it's important or that you might not be as well planned as you could be. Do you think you could? Don't make it personal. Just describe the situation. And the impact of it for you personally or what it might mean, and see if you can come to some agreement and some improvement plan there. Hopefully that's helpful on the challenge directly. You're not trying to be a jerk, but because you care about them personally, you want to give them challenging feedback. Let me say that again. Because you care about them personally and their success, you want to give challenging feedback. That's an opposite paradigm to what some leaders think. Oh, because I care about them, I'm not going to try to hurt their feelings. Well, please don't hurt their feelings. But it might be taken that way initially. That's not your issue. Try to deliver it in a positive, I care about you way. And I'm only doing this to help your career and your current performance. That's a powerful way. And do it sooner rather than later. Don't wait till they're almost ready for a 90-day performance improvement plan and your patience has run out and you're ready to put them on documentation. Do it earlier and often because you care about them, because you want them to be successful. You're going to give them this type of feedback. Anyhow, enough on that. Ideas to show that you care personally. Let me just go through this list that I jotted down and see if anything strikes your fancy. Show interest in life outside of work. Remember their birthdays. Ask about and reinforce self-care. Are they taking care of themselves so they can be their best self? Show support in meetings. Catch people doing things right. Go on one-on-ones or walks. Ricky Mazur was great on going on walks and just asking, how are you doing? Support them in their personal goals. Hey, I know you wanted to get home by 5 so that you could have quality time with your kids or help them with their homework. How are you doing on that? You still want them to perform on the job, but they're showing that you care personally. Man, that is a powerful way. Let employees set the deadlines on their action plans. You come out with them in their one-on-one. Unless it's something super urgent, relax. Let them. They know their timelines. You can always challenge it or see if you can take up resources or add resources to improve the delivery of that action plan. And then another one that Justin Brayshaw just reminded me of, the VP of parts at Levitt, does so many of these things well. And I know Brent Farr at Dowell Engineering in Reno also does a good job at this. Set a goal for yourself to check in with frontline employees with no agenda other than to check in. That's what Rick Mazur did with me well. Took me on a walk. How are you doing? Oh, yeah, but I want to talk about work and what we can do. No, Rick. How are you doing? And when you're doing these one-on-one calls with frontline, you buy such capital and make such deposits. And you find out interesting things about them and how work is happening at the frontline. Boy, and that spreads. That rumor mill spreads. Wow, did you know that Justin is talking too? Hope I'm not embarrassing those folks or taking away only trying to reinforce how powerful that is to show people that you care personally. So where to start? How do I get, if I want to be a better, compassionate, candor, to help my people develop and achieve and exceed their goals in less time and less strife, how do I start? It starts with me. It starts with you. You got to model the way first. So here's a couple of ideas. Ask your employees at the end of every meeting and or one-on-one, how can I improve? And at first you might get crickets and, oh, I don't want to offend the boss and then try this. This is actually my favorite question of all. What can I start doing or stop doing that will help you accomplish your goals in less time and less stress? Think about that question for a second. It depersonalizes it a little bit. It makes it not so difficult to give me feedback as a leader. What can I start doing or stop doing that will help you accomplish your goals in less time and less stress? I'm still interested in helping you accomplish your goals because that's important for the business and for you. But in less time and less stress, I care. I don't want this to be an incredibly stressful job for you or working till 9 at night. That question is pop. Try that. Anyhow, suggested actions, where to start after. Ask for this model. Read the book, Kim Scott, if it's not familiar with you. Ask for this model. Put it on your computer to remind yourself you're trying to find that balance of high challenge and directly caring. Share the model with your team. Tell them what you're doing. Hey, I'm going to try to find a better balance of radical candor. Not obnoxious, being a jerk, not just empathy all the time, but radical candor right in the learning zone, in the performance improvement zone, if you will. And then, as I mentioned already, third step would be to ask for feedback. So tell them what you're trying to do, share the model, ask them for feedback on what you can do better as a leader. That opens them up. That sets you up as modeling what you're asking for. And then maybe fourth step is to ask at the end of every one-on-one that you have with your employees, ask them for feedback on how you're doing and getting to that learning zone, that high challenge, high personally care zone. And take the feedback and modify. Sometimes you're being too harsh. Sometimes you're being too rough. Sometimes you don't know how you're treating them with kid gloves and not really giving them the feedback they need to improve. And then fifth step, encourage them to practice it with their peers and their direct reports to find that balance of radical candor. So 5 steps to improve the radical candor and the performance of your employees. Number 1, post the model on your computer. Number 2, share the model with your team. Tell them what you're doing. Number 3, model it by asking for critical feedback on how you can improve as a leader. Number 4, ask them in your one-on-ones at the end, how am I doing at finding that balance? get feedback. And then number five, encourage them to do it. Hopefully this is helpful and help you achieve your goals and your company's goals in less time and less stress. I'm Rick with Continuous Improvement for Life. Cheers for now.